Well, it was sort of interesting. In 1975, I received my doctorate from the U of I, plus I became president of Busey Bank. Mm-hmm. And as you know, when you work on your PhD, you like doing research. And I wanted to force myself to do research in some area. So I said, you know, Ed, there are lots of people smarter than me on the national economy, but there's really nothing where everything's pulled together on the local economy. So we started the first seminar, had about 50 people there talking about the local economy. And it just sort of grew to be a monster after that. And people come, and I enjoy doing it. And we're really fortunate to be able to work and live right here in this area of Illinois.
What are some things that really stand out to you here as we stand in 2016? What are some of the highlights right now for Champaign County?
Well, I think some of the highlights really are the University of Illinois. When you hear that there are 38,000 students trying to get in here and there are only 75 openings, that's a pretty significant thing. And as Tim Killeen said a few days ago when I heard him talking, he said, you know, we have a major product that's in demand, and we do. And when you look at the increase in the population and you tie that to the increase in the population of the student counts, it's pretty close. Matter of fact, the figures just came out for 05 or for 15 on population, and out of 102 counties, 46 of them went down in population, mm-hmm. and there were only four that were up 1,000 or more. Three of those were in the Chicago area, and the other one was Champaign County.
Mm, very interesting. So when you look at Champaign County, maybe in comparison to downstate Illinois, which is, you know, getting outside of Chicago, which is kind of its own economy unto itself, how does Champaign County stack up when you're looking at other counties downstate?
Well, I think Champaign County and McLean County normally are pretty close. McLean County had tremendous growth as State Farm grew. And when you looked at their economy, even though they were a little smaller, there were a lot of similarities between their economy and our economy. You look at Peoria. Peoria is a boom or not bust, but boom or a slow down town based on Caterpillar. And we know what's happening now with Caterpillar, so things are slowing down a little bit in Peoria. Whereas two or three years ago, their figures were really very, very strong. So when you look at downstate Illinois, there's not a lot of growth in most of the major areas. Effingham has pretty significant growth for a community its size. But for Champaign County to grow, like I think we grew in the last year, like about 1,800 people, mm-hmm. that's a pretty significant growth.
Sure. And you mentioned how important the University of Illinois is to this economy here right now. Have you seen any impact from the state budget situation having any negative impact so far on the university?
Well, I'm not directly involved with the university, so there's probably a better person to answer that question. But I think it's obvious from what I hear that, you know, things are becoming very tight at the university. Fortunately, the university has funding from international students and research, which a lot of other the state universities don't have in Illinois. But when you look at Illinois, there are a lot of places being affected, like social service agencies that you or I might not know about, but it's really happening. And the average person is really being hurt many times when it's no fault of their own. So, yes, the budget is having an impact here. Maybe not as significant right now as what it is in other areas of the states, but if it goes on, it's going to be a big, big problem.
So I would guess by what you're saying here that if this goes into the next fiscal year, that might be when we could really start to see some impact maybe here in Champaign County.
I think that's very true. You know, the university can only continue running so long with its funding sources that it has.
Something a little lighter topic now to talk about here. Every year at your economic seminars, you pass out cards and have the attendees make some predictions for the economy in Champaign County. I'm curious, how did those amateur economists do at last year's seminar in their predictions?
Well, I think they did pretty well. They were pretty optimistic in what they thought was going to happen. And our economist of the year was an attorney who's been here practically all his life, Richard Joy. And so we were proud to give him his trophy as the Economist of the Year. It'll be interesting to see what people feel about now when we fill out the forms. You look at the Dow, and the significant recovery of the Dow from February and March, where now it's past 18,000, might make people a little bit more optimistic than they would have been otherwise. So I'm looking forward to seeing what they think. You know, we look at the rate of inflation. What's the Dow Jones average going to be? What are retail sales going to be? And then new single-family homes. And new single-family homes had a little bit of a boom last year. We had 265 new homes built in Champaign, Urbana, and Savoy, and that's compared to 204 the previous year. So housing is strong. Apartment buildings are unbelievably strong. We just drive down Green Street today and see these monsters that nobody ever imagined. You really think you're in Chicago rather than Champaign, Urbana. So housing construction has been very strong.
Yeah, it certainly has picked up here the last year in particular. As you kind of look at the market there, is that something you think can continue for at least a while, the continued construction boom we're seeing?
Well, I think it's got to slow down significantly. These buildings that are going up are huge, and they've got to be filled. And the prices that they're going for are more than you and I would want to pay, I'm sure, for a one-bedroom in a four-bedroom unit. So I think we've had some overbuilding in the apartment area. The campus ones might be okay, but, you know, you start getting outside of campus, there are only so many people to go around.
What are some things you're really going to be focused on here over the next 12 months as kind of indicators for where Champaign County stands?
Well, I like to look at housing starts. I think that's a pretty good indication of how things are going, because if housing starts are strong, that means there's more people employed in that area. That means there's more of a need for pickup trucks, equipment, hammers, saws, little things like that just has a great ripple effect. So, you know, I look at also the growth of research and technology. When I look, like, even in downtown Urbana, some of the high-tech companies that are there, we probably have 100 high-tech companies that aren't based in the research park. But many of them were spinoffs of the research park or got their start there. So that's the one thing we have in our community that most other communities wouldn't have, is a major research university.